The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan
on News Talk.
I want to talk about this survey. It's actually from the UK, and it's that most adults can't identify the overwhelming majority of different birds and insects in their gardens. Well, like I say, it's from the UK. Are we any different here? Dara Faulkner, our reporter, took to the streets of Dublin to see whether people could identify, very simple, a picture of a sparrow.
I have a big enough garden, but like apart from the odd pigeon, I wouldn't really know, to be honest.
Yeah, and would you have an idea as to what this is?
Finch?
It's a sparrow.
Oh, okay, yeah, fair enough.
That looks like a... It's not a sparrow. We have them in the States, but I can't think of the name. Something really similar.
It is a sparrow.
Is it a sparrow? Uh-huh. Yes! Wow, I'm really proud of myself.
What she went?
I'm not the worst, but I wouldn't be the best either.
Would you know what this is?
Chaffinch.
It's a sparrow.
Sparrow, oh Jesus. I am bad. Terrible.
Is it a thrush?
It's a sparrow.
Sparrow, is it? It's a vegan, so?
I would probably know five or six of the common birds, but outside that, no.
And would you have an idea as to what this is?
Possibly a starling? No, I'm not sure, actually.
We feed them every morning, every day and every evening. Thrushes, blackbirds, we even have a hedgehog there at the moment.
Fantastic. Would you be able to identify this for me?
That's the little fella... I can't think of the name. There's hundreds of them in my place. What is it?
Sparrow.
Sparrow. Yeah, hundreds of them in my place. It is.
It's blue-tit, is it? Or is it a starling? I don't know. See, I don't know. I know what a robin is, but I don't know what that is.
I'd have a small level of knowledge around it. Identify the common ones, maybe even a little bit more than that. But
for the million-dollar question then, would you be able to tell me what this is?
A finch of some kind.
It's a sparrow.
A sparrow. Okay.
Sure, that's
a pretty common one.
Yeah. I'm terrible at it.
But would you know what this is?
I would say it's a sparrow.
You are dead right. Not as bad as you think.
Oh, well, fair play to your man at the end, the American man at the end, who knew that it was a sparrow. A finch seemed to be the go-to for almost everybody else, even the people who claimed they had a bit of knowledge. Éineann Ilona, author, broadcaster and president of the Tree Council of Ireland, is with me. Éineann, are you surprised at this ignorance?
Stop sneering. The sparrow is a member of the finch family and he has a big thick beak. Was that a male sparrow or a female sparrow? He showed them. The male has a black head and is very typical. The female isn't. So I don't know what he was showing them. And a female sparrow was just a brown job, whereas a male sparrow has distinguishing male features and the black head. So which did he show him?
He showed him a female sparrow. Were we being a bit mean?
Oh, well, that was very mean. No, that was really hard.
Well, we had to test their knowledge. You can't give people... This isn't like a dumbed down leaving cert, you know, on the Hard Shoulder. We really wanted to test their knowledge.
Well, no, you wanted to catch them out. Because if you really wanted to test their knowledge, you would have shown them a sparrow. Sparrows have become very scarce in Dublin in the last while. I mean, there are other birds you could have used. But anyway, this survey we're speaking of is of the one in Britain. And what's really shocking about it is not so much that the people don't know the stuff, but that they don't care. I mean, if you cared about something, you'd go and learn about the things. I mean, I don't know one football jersey in England from another. I don't know the difference between Manchester United and Liverpool because I'm not remotely interested in English soccer. But if I was, I'd know all the players and everything else like people do. So it's an indication that they're not interested rather than they just don't know because they're not blind. I mean, they can see the difference between a blackbird and a magpie, but they're not interested enough to know which one is which.
But, I mean, given that we are surrounded, you can shut yourself away from Manchester United v Liverpool all you want. Birds are still going to land in your garden every day of the week. Or if you've got a balcony or living in an apartment, they will perch on the balcony every day of the week. You think you should, even just by osmosis, you should start to know a few of the birds, shouldn't you?
Well, only if you're interested enough to find out. I mean, some people think wildlife is the enemy and we don't want these wildlife in our garden eating our plants and making a mess and digging up the ground and all of this. So, I mean, it's very much an indication of people's attitude to wildlife rather than whether they know the name of this rather than the name of that. Because you know yourself, I mean, whether a sparrow knows that we call it a sparrow or not, it still does sparrowly things, which is eating seeds, which is why it has a finch-like beak.
But are you then disappointed, if this is a reflection of people's interest as opposed to ignorance, are you disappointed that interest is so low?
Well, that's in Britain. I mean, we don't know that it's like this in Ireland. Over 90% of Irish primary schools have green flags, and loads of secondary schools have them as well. So there's much more awareness, I would say, of wildlife in Ireland. I mean, I've been presenting the programme for 25 years with Derek Mooney called Mooney Goes Wild. I'm doing the answer to the Irish Times questions in on Eye on Nature now on the Irish Times. And people were writing to ask me more grown-up things than the difference between a blackbird and a sparrow now, I have to say. I wouldn't think Irish people in general are that bad, to tell you the truth.
Well, let me introduce Katie, who's a primary school teacher. She's with us as well. Katie, do the kids have much interest in class in the different types of birds?
They've a huge interest. That's why I'm so, you know, surprised to hear these results. Well, not so much just in birds, but just in nature in general. You know, a huge part of the science curriculum at infant level is plants and living things, and they would be learning from a very early age all about, you know, the different birds, the different insects, the different plants, how they adapt to seasonal change. And I find that when I introduce the topic, the children already have a wealth of knowledge. It obviously depends family to family, but, you know, they know an awful lot. So I really think maybe it is a difference between the curriculum that's taught in Ireland and the curriculum that's taught in the UK, because I don't see that at all. I see huge knowledge, and that the kids are interested, and they also are interested in, you know, protecting these environments and making them nice places for animals and wildlife to grow in, you know.
That's nice to hear. It's encouraging to hear. Like, what does the curriculum actually involve in terms of teaching them about kind of nature, the world around them?
The science curriculum has a living thing section, and part of that would be plants and animals. So at the early stages, each year they'd learn about the different seasons. And as you go into each season, they learn about, you know, the different animals that are in it, the birds, which ones stay in Ireland, which go away, how the creatures adapt to the weather, how the plants adapt to the weather, what grows and when. But, you know, if I'm teaching spring and I put up different pictures of spring flowers, loads of them will be able to will know the names of those before I introduce it. So, no, I think it's really promoted, and a lot of schools have school gardens now and that sort of thing. So it's really alive, you know, in Irish primary schools at the moment.
I wonder, Katie, would the kids do better than some of their parents if you quizzed them?
Possibly. Now, it could be. I was thinking there, if I saw the picture of that sparrow, I wonder would I recognise it, whereas I definitely would have as a child. So you do wonder, is it the people's interests change as they get older and they're not as engaged with nature or looking out into their back garden and, you know, seeing what's going on out there.
I wonder, Aina, as well, if and as you said, this is from the UK, but I wonder if you surveyed here and you divided people up between kind of urban areas and rural areas, would there be much of a difference? I'm just thinking of kind of my own relations and my uncles who are farmers, and they'll know every bird that lands in front of them. Less so people I think who live in town.
No, but the thing is, I mean, this curriculum, this SCSE, the social, environmental and scientific one that we've been talking about, that came in 1999. So that's there now for 25 years. So perhaps if you were in school before that, you might have had you wouldn't be having that same curriculum. I had a hand in drawing it up myself. But do rural people know more about wildlife than urban people? I don't know. I mean, we've loads of parks and places in the cities where there are birds. But I do know one thing. I mean, people, when they interview me, ask me about books and things I've written, they always want to know, when did you first get interested in wildlife? As if this was some kind of a weird kind of a thing that I was doing. I mean, and I always say, well, isn't anybody interested in wildlife? What do you mean, when did I get interested in it? You know, when did you stop being interested in it? So we shouldn't be giving legs to this expectation that it's only strange nerds that are interested in wildlife. This is a normal thing that everybody should be interested in.
Yeah, every child is naturally interested in wildlife. I've yet to see the child who isn't fascinated the first time they see a hedgehog or something, for example. Kieran, I was just thinking there, I can picture a blackbird, a magpie and a robin, and that's about it. After that, I'm goosed. Da-dum-tsh, says one of our listeners at 53106. Annette says, when I was teaching, we had a bird table in the classroom, plus bird feeders outside the classroom window with binoculars in the window ledge for children to use and enjoy nature at its best. The biggest fun they had was watching a chaffinch fighting with his reflection in the wing mirror of my car. Happy days, so says Annette. Annette, thanks for the text, and thank you to Aina Ní Leabhar, the author, the broadcaster and president of the Tree Council of Ireland, and Katie, primary school teacher as well. 53106, the text number, if you want to keep them coming at a cost of 30 cents.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With Nissan.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.